It's one of the tallest buildings in Texas, 75 stories, rising more than 1,000 feet above downtown Houston. Take a ride in the Sky Lobby elevator to the observation deck on the 60th floor, and you'll get a breathtaking view of the city's skyline. It's the J.P. Morgan Chase Tower, but many Houstonians still call it Texas Commerce Bank Tower, named for the lead tenant of the building when it opened in 1980. It was designed by the celebrated architectural firm Iampe and Partners of New York City and built by Houston developer Gerald Hines, an innovator in his own right. Other Hines projects in downtown Houston from the same period were given striking images by their architects to establish their presence on the skyline and in a crowded real estate market. For example, think of the paired, rhomboid shapes of Pennzoil Place or the Gothic-inspired step-back towers of the Bank of America building. The J.P. Morgan Chase Tower is huge but subdued by comparison. In form, it's a tall square with a corner sliced away to form a five-sided building. It's faced on four sides by a grid of square, dark glass windows, alternating with squares of polished gray granite. The side with a truncated corner is faced in alternating bands of dark glass and stainless steel. Iampe is best known for buildings with crisp geometry and smoothly detailed surfaces, such as the East Wing of the National Gallery in Washington, D.C., and the renovations of the Louvre in Paris, where he added a glass and steel pyramid above a new underground entry to the museum's 18th century stone buildings. Geometry also inspired Iampe's design of Houston's J.P. Morgan Chase Tower, fitted to the world of business and finance for a dynamic city. Architectural historian Stephen Fox calls the iconic building the quintessential skyscraper in the gray granite suit, always in style.